This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And we're now moving on to a story about wildlife. And really, the news that went viral last month when photos of the shooting of dusky leaf monkeys in Port Dickson by Perhelitan was basically came under a lot of fire. So essentially, the Department of Wildlife and National Parks were culling these animals, and there are claims that up to 20 of these monkeys were shot by Perhelitan officers. So now what's happened as the latest development of this is that wildlife activists are looking to file a suit against Perhelitan as a way of holding the department accountable, and they are also calling for action to be taken against these officers. So far, the only response from Perhelitan has been to deny those accusations, and they stated that they only killed 7 monkeys that were aggressive and were disturbing residents in the area. They also said that this was only done because their attempts to capture the monkeys were unsuccessful. So I think the reason this brings up an interesting question is this idea of holding organizations like Perhelitan as well as its officers accountable, and the larger question of what sorts of laws we have when it comes to the protection of our wildlife. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. But if you have thoughts on this, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by Rajesh Nagarajan, from a lawyer who's a lawyer for animal rights. Rajesh, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sharmila.
So firstly, could you walk us through the details of this proposed lawsuit that the wildlife activists want to pursue?
Right. What we are looking at is that we are looking at the fact that Perhelitan has committed this horrendous act and there is no accountability. So therefore, we are filing a suit in the Seremban High Court where we are seeking 3 declarations. Now, they're quite similar. The first declaration is that the shooting of any endangered wildlife is illegal. The second is that the specific shooting of the 20 dusky leaf monkeys in Port Dickson on the 19th of May 2021 was also an illegal act by Perhelitan. And thirdly, finally, is that we seek a declaration from the Seremban High Court that Perhelitan had acted contrary to Section 86 of the Wildlife Conservation Act, which essentially states that you cannot kill wildlife.
What prompted the filing of the legal action in the first place?
The animal rights activists in Malaysia, they played nice. They protested, they sent petitions and all that. But there was neither was there accountability, neither was there transparency, neither was there proper explanation from Perhelitan. Instead, Perhelitan says that, oh, they only shot 7. And the question is, how can you shoot, even if it's 7, which we deny, it was 20, even if it's 7, you can't shoot 7 because these are endangered animals. These are not normal animals. These are endangered. Endangered in what sense? They are endangered under something called the IUCN. Now, the IUCN stands for the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, and they have placed dusky leaf monkeys in the category of endangered. They are in the red list. So therefore, they cannot be killed no matter what. And for Perhelitan, the body that is supposed to protect all endangered animals, including dusky leaf monkeys, for them to go guns a-blazing and to kill these monkeys, it's deplorable. It's unacceptable. It's ridiculous.
So what about in Malaysia? What's the legal status of dusky leaf monkeys here?
Dusky leaf monkeys are an endangered species and have been listed as endangered in the IUCN red list. That's number one. Second, they've also been listed as endangered in Appendix 1 of CITES. Third, they've also been categorized as a totally protected wildlife under our very own Malaysian Wildlife Conservation Act 2010. Therefore, they are completely protected from all angles. From international point of view, they're protected. From a domestic Malaysian statutory law point of view, they are also protected.
So this suit essentially demands that Perhelitan take action against the officers who were involved in the killing of the monkeys. Now, why is that something that legal action is required?
Legal action is required because Perhelitan refuses to take action against the officers who killed the monkeys. Now, the practical reason is very simple. It's because Perigiletan is the one that ordered the officers to do the killing. So, therefore, they refuse to take action. But that's not a valid reason. Obviously, Perigiletan has committed an error, and this error has to be rectified. And if this error is not rectified, there will be more murderous killings of Dutch leaves in Malaysia. So to prevent this from happening in the future, we have had no choice but to take them to court to seek a declaration that what they have done is illegal so that this does not continue in the future.
So what would be the ideal outcome of a case like this?
The ideal outcome from a legal standpoint from the court is that the three declarations that we are seeking, these three declarations will be granted. And once these three declarations are granted, then we would be in a very, very strong position because this would be, even though it's a slap on the wrist for Perigiletan, because it's merely a declaration, but that declaration shows that what Perigiletan did was wrong. And once we have a court order saying that what they did was wrong, they cannot go and do it again. And in the future, I'm sure that they will be more circumspect and they will not go guns a-blazing in the future, but take better, more remedial steps, such as translocating an animal or send it for rehabilitation, etc.
So could you walk us through the laws or regulations that govern Perigiletan, specifically when it comes to this question of animal culling?
Okay, this is a narrative that has been put forth by Perigiletan, that it was animal culling. Now, that we disagree with that, because this is not culling. Culling is, for example, what they do in Australia to kangaroos. The kangaroos are considered a pest, and there are a few million of them. And they actually go, Australia does it practically every year, they go on a culling of kangaroos, where they kill a few thousand kangaroos or more, because they are a pest in Australia, and if they are not culled, then the farmers there will have a hard time with their crops and all that. And this is culling is only done when you have too many of them and they become a pest. You know, we're talking about locusts and stuff like that. Now, you can't use the word culling when it comes to dusky leaf monkeys, who there are very few of them in Malaysia. There are very few of them in the world. And how can you cull an animal where there are so few of them? They are endangered, for God's sake. And you are going around culling them? How does it make sense? You cannot cull them. That is what we are saying. There is no laws or regulations in place that allows Perigiletan to go around culling endangered animals. You're supposed to take care of them, protect them, give them a sanctuary and assist them, not go and kill them.
So you mentioned earlier, other measures that could have been taken. Could you elaborate on that? I mean, given that these are endangered animals, if it's true that they were if they were difficult to handle, if they were endangering residents in the area, what else could have been done?
Now, first, I think these are dusky leaf monkeys who are they're arboreal, meaning that they sit on trees, they eat leaves, and they are shy and timid, and they tend to move away from humans. So Perigiletan has put forth a narrative that makes these dusky leaf monkeys sound like King Kongs that have gone rabid. They are not. These are very docile and timid creatures. And even if what they are saying is true, that these dusky leaf monkeys were being a nuisance to the residents in that particular area, all you need is a tranquilizer gun and a cage. You catch them and you translocate them further into the jungle or to another sanctuary or to a bigger forest where they won't come into contact with humans, because this is basically because of the human conflict with the humans. But instead of taking any of those steps, Perigiletan took the easy way out by going in guns blazing and killing not only adult langurs but also babies. The babies are yellowish orange in color, very cute.
Is it common here in Malaysia for government bodies to be taken to court over something like this?
Absolutely not. We believe that this is the first time that Perigiletan or an animal rights activism of this sort has been taken to the court itself. And we are very happy to do this, to enforce animal rights in Malaysia, to ensure that animal rights in Malaysia is protected, especially for wildlife. And this is not at all common. This is something new.
So what long-term change do you hope to see from this legal action?
Long-term change would be, we would like some accountability, some transparency from Perigiletan. we would want Perhidratan to work together with the NGOs, to work together with the local residents, and deal with the human dusky leaf monkeys or whatever other wildlife conflict in a more amicable approach, rather than use force. And we also hope that in the long term, enforcement is done not via violence, but it is done via rehabilitation, where it is done via translocation. The bottom line is you cannot kill endangered animals. And can you imagine China going around shooting their pandas? It's just not done. You know, and that is what we are doing. We are going around shooting our dusky leaf. It's the equivalent of China shooting their pandas. It just should not be done.
So in general then, do we need better laws when it comes to our bodies that are overseeing our wildlife and our animals?
Actually, our laws are pretty decent. And the problem with our laws is not the laws itself, but rather the enforcement. We have the Wildlife Conservation Act to deal with wildlife. We have the Animal Welfare Act 2015 to deal with normal animals, our cats and dogs. I'm an animal rights lawyer for both. And throughout the years that I've been practicing in this area, the area where we fall short is enforcement. The enforcement for Animal Welfare Act, the DVS, the Animal Welfare Board, they're not doing their job properly. You know, there's so much more that they can do. And when it comes to wildlife, Perhidratan, oh my God. You know, if the enforcement was better and there was more care, there was more love for the animals, we would be in a much, much, much better position.
Rajesh, thanks for speaking with us today.
You're welcome, Sharmila. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. That was Rajesh Nagarajan, lawyer for animal rights, speaking to us about a legal action that that wildlife activists are mounting against Perhidratan over the shooting of dusky leaf monkeys last month in Port Dickson. So share your thoughts with us. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up after this on Everyone's a Critic, we will be reviewing Ramina Yee's latest webcomic, Alexander the Servant and the Water of Life. So keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.